From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. About 15 students gathered in the parking lot of University Hall today in support of the group Concerned Student 1950 and member Jonathan Butler's announcement of his hunger strike. Graduate student Eric Scott says their main goal was to make sure UM System President Tim Wolf had no excuse for not addressing their concerns.
As we understand it, President Wolf has claimed in other meetings with students and members of the Mizzou community that he just didn't understand or wasn't aware of the fact that there are all kinds of problems on campus involving racism, sexism, homophobia, labor exploitation issues, all sorts of things. And we just want to be sure that he can't say he didn't know or didn't fully understand the stakes here, which is our friend's life.
Members of Concerned Student 1950 told Wolf they would not be satisfied until he resigned or was fired. Wolf responded by saying he would set up a meeting between Butler and the UM System Board of Curators. St. Louis's city prosecutor says two police officers who fatally shot an agitated man armed with a steak knife last year will not face charges. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce said today that the death of 25-year-old Kajimi Powell was tragic. After asking a team of her office's prosecutors to review the case, she says they concluded that evidence showed that the officers acted in self-defense when Powell approached them in an angry or threatening manner. Powell's death came 10 days after the fatal police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown in nearby Ferguson. Brown's death brought on prolonged protests and a national dialogue about race and policing, fueling the Black Lives Matter movement. The Powell family's attorney could not be reached for comment. For Election Day today, the city of Columbia voted on Proposition 1, a sales tax proposal that would renew the citywide tax for Columbia Parks for six more years. The tax rate is 1/8 of 1 cent, which generates about $3 million a year. Columbia resident Ben Faber spoke on why he voted in favor of Proposition 1.
I think we have great parks here, and they need money to maintain them. And I guess in the paper it was saying that the last park tax helped Stevens Lake Park be created, and I think that's a great park, so I went ahead and voted for it.
The funding that comes from the citywide tax is the main source of money for improvement and maintenance projects in Columbia's parks. If approved, the tax will be renewed on March 31, 2016. A St. Louis County man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for setting fire to a Ferguson business on the night that a grand jury announced the decision not to indict police officer Darren Wilson for the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. 27-year-old Antonio Whiteside was sentenced today in U.S. District Court. He pleaded guilty in April to attempted arson for starting a fire on November 24th inside the Ferguson Market. Michael Brown was unarmed when he was fatally shot by Wilson in Ferguson on August 9th of 2014. The shooting led to unrest that escalated the night the grand jury decision was announced. The Ferguson Market blaze was put out quickly, but more than a dozen businesses were destroyed in fires that night. A special committee appointed to study operations at the Jackson County Detention Center has released its final report with several suggestions for improvement. The Kansas City Star reports the Department of Corrections Task Force released its report Monday. The report listed several recommendations, with the most important being that Jackson County should take steps to immediately have the jail become accredited by the American Correctional Association. According to Alvin Brooks, a former city councilman who led the task force, the jail's accreditation was allowed to expire nearly 20 years ago and is the underlying cause of many of the facility's current challenges. Other recommendations from the task force include higher pay and more training for jail guards and improving the internal health care system for prisoners. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.